Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The European Union has agreed to impose new economic sanctions against Belarus and punitive measures against its national airline after that Ryanair flight was diverted to Minsk on Sunday and a dissident journalist arrested. The 27 EU leaders yesterday met in Brussels to coordinate a response to the incident, where they appealed for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich and his girlfriend Sofia Sapega. So, what will these sanctions mean for Belarus? John Everard is a former British ambassador to Belarus and was an election monitor when Alexander Lukashenko became president. Good morning, John. Thank you for being with us today.
Good morning.
So what's your view on these sanctions? What will they really mean for Belarus?
I fear probably not very much. We've seen two sets of sanctions. Firstly, the ones arising directly from this flagrant breach of international aviation. You block the airspace. But I really don't think that President Lukashenko gives two hoots about those. The economic sanctions, firstly, we have to remember that Belarus has been heavily sanctioned already because of the blatantly fraudulent elections last year. The extra ones that are being announced now will hurt if they can be actually made to work. But you can tell that the European Union is not exactly scraping the barrel, but it's starting to run out of ammunition against Belarus.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we don't know what Russia's going to do. It's quite possible that Russia will use this this breakdown of relations between Belarus and the European Union simply to buy more deeply into Belarus and turn Belarus into something closer to a Russian client state.
Yeah, on that, talk to me a little bit about your assessment of the reaction so far from Russia to all of this.
The silence so far from the Kremlin has been deafening. Putin, I suspect, was very, very angry with Lukashenko when he heard the news. Of course, you know, if he condemns what Lukashenko has done, he risks straining his relations with Belarus, which geopolitically he doesn't want to do. If he doesn't condemn, then airlines are going to start to wonder whether Russian airspace is safe as well. And given the number of flights that go across Russia, that a big issue. So Lukashenko's caused Putin's sake. I suspect he's still deliberating on exactly what to do, and he'll almost certainly freeze.
Okay, John, we appear to be just losing the line there, unfortunately. We'll take a quick break and see if we can come back to you on a better line. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Go back now to John Everard, former British ambassador to Belarus and election monitor in the election when Alexander Lukashenko was elected president, some say fraudulently. John, you're welcome back. It's good to get you back on the line. I think before we finished up, we were talking about Russia and you were describing the muted reaction from Russia thus far. Where does that take us then in terms of how Belarus will respond to this and how Russia in turn will react?
Let's take the second question first. We don't know yet how Russia is going to react. I think that the Kremlin is still trying to work this out. It was interesting that the day after this crime, that Russian media was silent. There was no coverage of it. But it was only this morning that Russian radio started to tell the Russian people what had happened. Actually quite good and quite thorough coverage. So the Kremlin decided to give the okay. But we've had no formal pronouncement yet from the Kremlin, no reaction to it. They're still trying to work this out. They're caught in a bind. Whatever they do, they're going to get damaged. And I suspect that they realize that if they... it is open to them to step in and to fill the gap, the economic gap that European Union sanctions will leave in Belarus, but that could be quite expensive. And I suspect they'll want to make sure they've got the sums right before they make any kind of offer.
There's a balance to be struck, isn't it, when the international community is reacting to something like this? And you could look at this and say, well, this might suit Belarus and it might suit Lukashenko because he tightened restrictions on dissent even further after this announcement was made.
Yes, that's right. Lukashenko has simply doubled down, which is what he's done every time the international community has tried to persuade him to change his ways. The man believes that he's a martyr. He believes he's a hero. He believes that he's holding Belarus together against a hostile West and a predatory Russia. And anybody who tries to stop him acting in the way that he sees fit, he sees just as a threat to him and to his country. It's a very difficult mindset to alter.
I'm sure you saw the video of the man who was taken off that plane, Roman Protasevich, saying that he wasn't suffering health problems and that he was willing to confess and so on. It's a frightening thing to see. What is likely to happen to both he and his girlfriend?
He was telling passengers on the flight that he thought he faced the death penalty. I fear he may be right.
Mm-hmm. And why would they use that video of him? I mean, clearly they recognise that they're in big trouble internationally. But then to put him on a video which is then released around the world, what does that do for Belarus?
They're putting two fingers up. I mean, they know that people will see that as a fake video, as a video made under duress. They know that and they don't care. What they're saying is, we have got him, teehee, so what are you going to do about it?
You see, when you look at these restrictions and sanctions, the people who are really going to suffer are those people who live in Belarus who are probably suffering already under this regime.
Yes, that's right. This is one of the great dilemmas that the European Union faces. In response to the fraudulent elections last year, the European Union applied quite a range of quite strong economic sanctions. To tighten things even further, you risk collateral damage. You risk hurting the ordinary, long-suffering people of Belarus, which, of course, is not what you're trying to do. It's a difficult circle to square.
John, thank you so much for joining us. John Everard, former British ambassador to Belarus. We'll be talking camping after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.